Good morning, Houston. This is your girl, Jet Jet, and we're here to discuss a very important topic that's permeating in our education field, and it is using technology in our classrooms. Yeah, we know that we're always talking about how can I implement as an educator technology in my classroom? How can I help my students reach and go above and beyond by using their Chromebooks and all of these different apps and programs that are coming up in the education field? But that's fine. We can talk about those another day. This morning, today, I want to review with you guys a very important chapter, at least for educators that are trying to pass their certification test. That's chapter 13 on our book that we've been studying together, Technology in the Classroom for Now and in the Future. Chapter 13 deals with how can we use technology to study for certification exams. And when you think about it, well, what does technology have to do with a math test that I need to get certified? Or with my Spanish EC through 12? How about the BTLPT Spanish or French language? Right? But actually, today we're going to review some tools that this chapter talks to us and that we can implement. And from experience, I've implemented myself, and they've helped me be successful when taking these certification exams. Number one thing that I want to tell you is this. We as educators fear the lower than 240 score on these exams. Two, we go in blind. We don't know how this test will look like. Will I pass it? Will it be hard? How many questions? And three, sometimes the sources that we find, like those textbooks that I purchased myself through the years trying to prepare for these exams, are not really up to date, and they don't really target what's being looked for nowadays. So let's dive in and let's review this chapter together. You know, when I was trying to study for this EC through 12 test for my Spanish language, I did it for high school. That was my goal. And I didn't know how to study for it. So I stepped into the ETS webpage and I found this preparation manual. And I printed it out. But then I was like, will this really help me? So I tried looking up for textbooks and I couldn't really find one that would help me out. So I just put my faith blindly on this preparation manual that I found on the ETS.org website. And hold and behold, hey, when I took that test, that little preparation booklet helped me so much to understand what was being tested and how this test would look like. So today in this society, we can use technology to actually help us really be ready for this test. And we're going to touch briefly a few of the resources that are technology-based that we can use when we want to study. We need to become familiar with the content of each of the required tests. How? Well, we can review the online test preparation manuals carefully, which is what I did for my Spanish EC through 12. This manual that we can find online will give us a test at a glance summary of the content, and they divide it in major subject areas and competencies. If you have the websites that helped me really a whole lot to study for this test was the TexasTeachers.net. Yes, this source, it's amazing because you meet online other teachers. You see their reviews, you see their notes, and how they tell you how it went, what was hard for them, what was best, what you should be looking for, what you should be studying. So it's an amazing community for test preparation. Then we have Pinterest. Fellow teachers, if you're already in the field, if you're doing student teaching, or if you taught before, you know that Pinterest, it's amazing. It's a lifesaver when you're preparing for classes, but even better when you're preparing for this Texas content exam. Also, we have 240Turing.com. Oh my. Okay, I'm going to stop right here, guys. This 240Turing.com was my go-to, okay? There's an option for you to do a free test that you don't have to pay for, and it's a practice test. But there's also options for you to purchase different tests and different bundles. And I was obsessed, and I wanted to really pass my exam because I was going blindly. I didn't know what was going to be on the exam. So guess what I did? I purchased a few of them. And whoa, one of the questions that I had studied for was on the actual test. This source, it's wonderful. They have so many good preparation tests. Like, they simulate the real thing. They ask up-to-date questions that you might see on the exam. There's also a magush.com/praxis. All of these sources will help you way better than reading just a plain old textbook, because they give you a simulation. It shows you what it would look like, and the same time, you can have the option of having it timed or with the explanations of why that question is the right one and not that the one that you chose. We also have more online resources like videos. I will go to the gym, put on my headphones, and put on my videos. And as I'm walking on that treadmill, as I'm doing on the elliptical and I'm going full speed, I'm also listening to this podcast and these videos that were really helping me with many of those insecurities that I had when I had to take the test. There's also, like I mentioned before, the test preparation manuals. They're amazing because they give you an outline of the competencies and they describe what each of them are looking for. And this is a great resource because if you do a practice test and then let's say you get 5 wrong, but they're all from different domains, like they used to call it before, domains, competencies, then you can see, oh, okay, I messed up here. I need to do better on this competencies. Well, what is it? And then it deglosses what the competencies is looking for. So it's amazing. Now, there are other online resources for content exams like STAR. Also the AP test that you can help your students pass. And guys, we need to be looking forward and we need to use these resources because education is changing and there are a few future trends that will be coming into education, such as alternative credentialing. I'm sorry, I have issues with that word. And it's like we're going to be doing more online courses than one-on-one. Experimentation in new teaching models and learning spaces. Yes, we need to change the way we're teaching and we need to see what is not working and what needs to start working in our classroom. And also the student-driven personalized learning. This is an amazing, wonderful idea that we need to start thinking of. We need our students to be independent learners and we need them to use technology to facilitate their learning. So whenever we're getting ready as teachers, as educators, to help them out, then they will become that independent learner that we need them to be later on in the future. Well, that was all from me. Thank you very much for tuning into my podcast. Once again, technology in the classroom for now and in the future. So I'll see you guys later and bye-bye. Have a nice day. Remember, use your online resources to ace that test. Au revoir.